Good morning, saints of God. It is a blessing to be able to get together with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us pray. Most holy and righteous Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up with use of our mind and use of our limbs, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Lord, to be able to worship with our brothers and sisters. We know things have changed and times have changed, Father God, but you do not change, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you just continue to walk with us and talk with us. Father God, I pray, Lord, that I am able to give a word that is of clarity, a word that will empower, a word that will encourage, a word that will condemn if it's need to be, Father God, that will speak to your children, Lord, that will allow them to be different than the way they came in, Lord. May I decrease and may you increase, Father God. I am a vessel to be used by you. Speak through me, Father God, to speak to your children. And I say this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give an honor to our pastor, my brother, Pastor Jay Robinson, Pastor Hargrove, Minister Luther, to our deacon and deaconess, the Carter family, to everyone and to their loving family and their spouses, and to our whole Unity family. Give me a moment and I'll deliver a word to you that I feel the Lord is speaking to us right now. And as the title of a sermon that I feel that is important right now is to renew my mind, Lord. Renew my mind. If you have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 12, and we'll read verses 1 through 3. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. We are experiencing things daily that is disrupting our norm or what we feel is our norm or what's happening in the world today. The pandemic, racial injustice, the shooting of unarmed black people. And all these things changes us in a way that sometimes we don't even realize it. If you have the Bible, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, let's read. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that this is, ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. If we can focus on the second verse, which says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I said earlier, my sermon is renew my mind, Lord. In that second verse, it says, and be not conformed. And to be conformed is to be shaped or to be contorted, to be like or similar to something that is which the Bible refers to as the world. Do not be similar or identical to the things or the people of this world. It says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. To renew is to restore, is to bring back to its original state. I know I had a computer one time that was constantly crashing on me, and I had to constantly reboot or restore it to back to its default stage, to its original stage to get rid of whatever bug what was in there, to bring it back to what its original state was so I can use it again properly. As Christians, as we live in this world, we see things every single day. We hear things every single day. We watch the news. We watch, listen to people talk. We're on social media. We are listening to things on YouTube and all these different things. And all these things are slowly transforming our minds into thinking something that may be of God, that may not be of God. And what I've learned recently, speaking to a journalist talking about the state of the news today, he says most news channels do not report news. It's 50% news and 50% opinion news. An opinion is someone telling you what they feel about a situation. Rush Limbaugh was an opinionist. That's what's his job. He was not a journalist. He was a person giving his opinion. Rachel Maddow is someone giving her opinion. There's a little news sprinkled in there, but it's their opinion how that news is going to affect our lives. So by them giving their opinion, it's slowly transforming you to believe and to think a certain type of way. And Paul was speaking to the in the book of Romans here and says, do not be transformed to this thinking that the world is trying to give you of what godliness is or what godliness is supposed to be like. But every day we should renew our minds to think differently, to renew ourselves, to refresh ourselves, to go back to an original state that we can have a mind that is on God. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As we watch the news every day, we hear about all these unjust things that are happening, and these unjust things can make us bitter and make us angry and make us dislike certain people and dislike this certain profession, and we become more like the world without us even realizing it, and we're starting to take sides, and not taking the side of God, but taking the side of man and taking the side of the world. We have to be very careful and renew ourselves every single day and look into the mirror and say, Lord, am I in the image? I know I'm in the image of you, but is my likeness, am I acting more like you, Lord, or am I acting more like the world? When people see me, when people hear me, do they hear you, Lord, or do they hear the world? The psalmist in chapter 51, verse 10, David writes here, says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This man was self-aware that something in him was not right anymore. Something in him was not aligned with what he knew God wanted him to be. And so he had to say, create in me a clean heart, Lord, because my heart right now is not clean. Oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. I know I have come out of character sometimes and said, Lord, this is, and I had to look and go, this is not who I am. And sometimes people will try to pull you out of character to show other people that this is who you're not. Renew my mind, Lord, that I can be more like you. How do we do this? We do this by studying our word. We do this by talking with our fellow brothers and sisters. We do this by just taking a self-evaluation, looking ourselves in the mirror and being honest with ourselves. Is this of God? Is this truly who God wants me to be? Is this truly what God wants me to, how this is truly how God wants me to respond? I know how Alan wants to respond, but is this how God wants me to respond? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 says this, for which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Renewed day by day. Renewal of our mind is just not a one-time occurrence. When I gave my life over to the Lord, my mind has been renewed. It has been renewed. But over the days and over the times, we're constantly being fed something by someone. I was speaking to a lady at work, and from what I've known her, she has always been a Christian and always believed in God. And now I listen to her, and she her talk is of God, but it's a different talk. And I'm listening to her now. I'm like, okay, she's now being influenced by the Hebrew Israelites' teaching on what Christianity is. And so there's a difference in what she's saying right now, and it's a different tone in the way she speaks about people and other races and things now too. And I'm saying she is being conformed to a different type of Christianity. And as you study Christianity, you realize there's over 1,000 different versions of Christianity, because there's a different way each person interprets what they're reading. So it's very important that you dig into your Bible so you can get a clear understanding what God is speaking to his people and speaking to you, because of the world is going to tell you what God is, but not it may not be who he really is. Be renewed daily. And when you're renewed, you can tell a change within yourself, that you are no longer doing the things that you used to do and speaking the way that you used to speak, reacting the way that you used to react, because God has renewed your mind. You see things differently because you're seeing things on a spiritual level. You see things on a Christ-like level. You're seeing people differently because you see them the way Christ sees them, and you're starting to respond and react differently. But once you don't renew your mind, you start to see people in the worldly view. And you look at them differently. You don't want to interact with them because they are, we look at them as worldly. They ain't nothing but a drug addict. They ain't nothing but a prostitute. They ain't nothing but this. They ain't nothing but that. And the reality is most of us was those things back in our past before. And if someone had not renewed their mind, we would not have been changed to be the person that you are today. Renew my mind, Lord, that I can see the way you want me to see. Renew my mind, Father God, that I can speak the way that you want me to speak, Lord. Renew my mind, Father God, I can go back to the way I used to be when I first got saved, the enthusiasm I had. I wanted to save everyone, but sometimes you get so many no's when people tell you, I ain't trying to hear all that, you stop talking. And you let them figure it out. That's not the way the Lord wants us to be. God continue wants us to minister. God continue wants us to go out there and speak the truth to people. And if they say no, brush the dirt off your feet and keep on moving. Renew my mind. If you turn to your Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. I'm just going to read 17 through 24. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. If the old you resembles the new you, something is wrong. If you're still carrying on the way you carried on before you accepted Christ, something is wrong. There has to be a change within you when you come over to Christ. And that change sometimes is immediately and sometimes is gradual. And sometimes some people may not always see it, but you will notice, like, I used to snap back in the days on something like that. I used to respond different to something like that. And you slowly seeing, like, man, God is working on me. I'm slowly changing into something different. than what I used to be. Renew your mind. I want to share with you a story of a young lady that I know that has, I feel God was all in the midst of this. And as Christians, we have to remember God is on our side and God will not leave us or forsake us. This young lady was working for a company, and for years she did a great job. She was recognized by her peers, doing great. And within the last year, they hired a new person. She trained this new person, which was her boss. And this boss started to nitpick at every little thing that she did, starting to write her up and tag all the other bosses in there. And so if you've been in the corporate world for a while, you realize what was trying to happen. She was trying to get her fired. And every day she went to work worrying that she's going to lose her job, the job that she was excelling at, the job that she was doing so well that she was previously praised for by other bosses, but this new boss had something in for her. But she has a renewed mind that I'm not going to respond like I used to respond. I'm not going to get in the trenches like I'm not going to sink down to her level. And this lady felt that she was digging a ditch of digging a grave for her to push my friend into. But God was in the midst of this whole situation. So she hired this new boss hired a assistant manager, the same position that she was in, and found out this assistant manager she hired was her old assistant manager from her old company. And this lady was hired to be a floating manager, but she never floated. This new boss catered to this new assistant manager. She informed her of all the decisions, but kept out my friend. And a situation happened where HR was called in, and she was saying, this is the second notice, and the next time we're going to fire you for whatever happened. And my friend stepped up and said, I feel like I'm being harassed, and I'm not even sure why. I have not done anything wrong. And this person that she hired is her former assistant. And obviously, it's clear to me that you're trying to get rid of me and put her in my position. So the grave this woman was digging for my friend was actually the grave she's digging for herself, because she brought HR aware of the situation, and they saw something that was, this is not right. Everything my friend said was true. So they offered her a different position at a different location. So this is how God's working things out. So she went from having anxiety going to this one location to being put to a new location where she's excelling, where her new boss sees the potential in her and says, I got plans for you. I got plans for you. I've heard nothing but great things about you. So your name will go farther than you will ever go. Your name, your work ethic will go farther than you will ever go. And now she's in a position of being promoted to from assistant manager to the property manager to a company. But her mind was renewed, and she kept her mind on the Lord. She did not conform to what the world was trying to throw at her. She didn't conform to back what the world will tell you to get in their face and argue with them and do all the stuff too that's ungodly. Her mind was renewed and focused on the Lord. And because of that, God will do things that man cannot do but exalt you to places that only God can take you. But your mind has to be renewed. But if you allow your mind to be conformed to this world, your mind will go in the direction of this world, which is a path of destruction. Brothers and sisters, every day we should look in our mirror and see, we should look at ourselves and say, I want to be better. Lord, renew my mind. Allow me to look at the situation the way you will look at it, Father God. Allow me to speak the way you want me to speak, Father God, in the situation. It's the situation of you, if it's thing of godly. Teach me, Father God, when to speak. Teach me, Father God, when to be quiet, Father God. Teach me, Father God. When you get to a state where you cannot be taught, you are in a lost state. Every day you should be able to open your mind and open your ears to learn something new. If God cannot teach you anymore, God can't tell you anything anymore, then you're in a bad place. Renew my mind, Lord. Renew my mind, Father God. I just want to be just like you. I'm already in your image, Father God, but I struggle with the likeness, Lord. If any one of you right now who are struggling right now with your mind, with your state, your relationship with God. He is here. He is ready for you. He is here to give you a different mindset. Your outlook on life will completely be different. I know some people have lost hope in this world and lost hope in just have given up hope within themselves, and they just ready to end it. My Lord is here and willing to give you a different mindset, to give for you a different perspective, and realize that you are worth something, you are valuable, and you have purpose on this earth. All it takes is just accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you will do in our lives, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to sit back and evaluate ourselves, allowing us to check ourselves, allowing us to reflect on situations and make amends for things that are not, that may have not been right. Lord, you know that we're not perfect. We know that we're not always making the right and the best decisions, Father God. But thank you, Father God, for giving us this opportunity to repent for those sins. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us this opportunity to come to worship your holy, righteous name, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just being who you are. Thank you, Father God, for sending your only begotten Son to set an example on how to live a godly life. Because we were failing at it, Lord. We had our own form of righteousness. We had our own form of godliness, and it did not align with yours, Father God. Renew our mind daily, Lord, that we can become more and more like you. Anything that is not of you, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus to have it removed, Father God. To have it removed right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. To have it removed right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. To have it removed right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Make us perfect. Make us be in the image of you, Lord. Father God, we say this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.